Michael Cohen.
Yeah.
Big story of the day.
Big story.
Your boy going to prison. 3 years. Whew. I think the max was 5 years he could have got for this. So not as harsh as it could have been, but still 3 years is 3 years of his life gone.
It's true. He's so hot.
Will you stop it?
He is so sexy.
I don't think he is.
I don't know what it is about him, but I just find him so appealing.
I think he's a fine-looking gentleman, but I don't think sexy is dripping from his image.
He is sexy.
Whatever, man.
Not in that picture.
That's how you feel.
Or that picture. But yeah. Look at that picture. Look how esteemed he looked. He looks so esteemed.
He looks like he's upset because they got the wrong crackers for his clam chowder. That's what he looks like to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's going to be really upset when, the mess hall at the prison don't have the exact food that he wants. Mm. Now, they have rich people prison, right? Is that a thing?
I'm sure they do.
I always wondered that.
Low security.
Yeah, low security.
Like, where Bill Cosby is, it's got to be like, they got to have like a...
Oh, that's like high security prison. Those are serious crimes. This is a white-collar crime. He didn't do anything violent.
Yeah, I think federal prisons are actually a little nicer than state prisons.
I imagine where Michael Cohen is going, there's like a Chick-fil-A and a food court or something.
It's actually Trump Towers. He's stuck in Trump Towers in Chicago for 3 years.
He's like, this ain't even a real gold toilet. It's plated. Like, you're in prison, jerk off. I'm like, stupid. Look at my sexy face.
He is very attractive. Oh, my God. Look at this photo.
I'm not looking at the photo.
Oh, God. What a GQ model.
He looks like a dope.
I don't understand what you're talking about. He looks like he just... farted and it was wet and he doesn't know how to tell us. That's what that face looks like.
He's trying to figure it out right now. Like, uh-oh.
I totally just asked my pants.
Here's pensive Michael Cohen.
No, look
thinking
at his,
about what's
look at
going
the bags
on.
Under his eyes.
I like that. He's a hard worker.
No, he looks like he's been on a bender or something.
He's ambitious. He's got a lot of stress.
He's a liar. He's a liar.
He's sexy. Sexy liar.
He's a liar. He's not connected to me.
Here's happy Michael Cohen. This is before he worked for Trump.
That's when he found out. That's when he found out what his cellmate's going to look like. Mm. Oh, he's a very handsome man.
Yeah, isn't he? He is attractive.
Well, that's your opinion, man.
No, it's true. It's a fact.
A lot of people think certain people are attractive. It's all subjective. Whatever you think is attractive is probably not what I or Will or Ryan thinks is attractive. Right?
Well, maybe me.
You think he looks good?
Nice.
You give him some ding dong?
Maybe.
No, not me. No ding dong for that guy. I don't know. If he were to give me like $180,000 and not talk about it,
maybe.
Would you bang a guy for $180,000?
Nah, I don't know.
That's
man.
So on the cusp for me. That's a lot.
You would have to be the bottom in this scenario.
I don't know. Like I have a price.
$180,000 is not enough.
My price has always been $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah. Because that's life changing money.
But does that mean you're the bottom? Or the top.
Who cares?
In this scenario.
It's $1 million.
What do you mean? There's a big difference there.
$1 million. I understand, but for $1 million.
Well, you have to look. I could put a menu out there, and it'll be different prices for different things.
But $1 million, I'm assuming, is maximum. You know,
it depends on
penalty.
how many guys, how big is this guy?
How many guys?
Now, 10
more than one. Jeez,
10 million. The New York Knicks can have at me for an hour. The whole team, the entire for 10 million. Oh, my God.
You'd have to use all that money to repair your anus.
That's fine. If I have to use $1 million of it to fix me up a little bit, and then I move to Costa Rica, I buy a mansion. Nobody knows that I was a New York Knicks fat guy, right? They would know that here, but not in Costa Rica. They would just know me as a guy that cries on the beach and eats a lot of breath mints and drinks a lot of Listerine. I don't know.
What if you knew that nobody would ever find out about it? Like, after it happened, that person was just going to die.
Well, Jesus. What? Hopefully not AIDS.
Does that... Would you be more likely to do it and maybe for...
How much?
Like less free? Money. Like, it wouldn't... Not for free, but say like... Say for like...
A Chick-fil-A coupon?
Okay, no one will ever find out. So no one thinks you're gay. None of the stigma matters. It's just you
care.
Know what happened.
I don't care if people think I'm gay if I'm a multimillionaire.
$500,000.
Whoa.
Nobody's ever gonna know.
How's he look?
You know.
Is he
can be whatever he can be.
Again,
Michael Cohen.
I don't like Michael Cohen.
Okay, you're not answering the question though. Top or bottom?
Because
that makes a big difference.
Are we in the Cox Media Group chair?
Oh, you're in the Cox Media Group.
Oh yeah, we are.
Chair.
Hell. Yeah.
Is anybody gonna answer my question? I feel like I'm going into
it. I'm assuming bottom. I'm assuming bottom.
You're gonna be bottom. Okay.
Because bottom is like the worst it could be. So let's talk about worst case scenario. You're the bottom. No one's gonna know about it. That person's gonna die. He can't tell anybody about
it. What's he dying of?
It doesn't matter.
I don't want a dead man there on me.
No, he's alive. And then
he's on me and he's dying. He's in my ear.
He's not alive.
He's like, this is the last thing I'm gonna do before I die. I don't want that.
Is it the worry that other people will find out? Is it the stigma that scares you?
No, it's the pain.
Yeah, I'm more worried about my anus.
I have a hemorrhoid. You know what I mean?
Tommy Clemens just posed a question on Twitter.
You don't have enough money, Tom.
For $1 million, a guy or Bridezilla Lauren?
Oh, Jesus, a guy all day long.
I'll take Bridezilla Lauren.
I'll take Bridezilla Lauren if she's the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shut her up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just kidding, Bridezilla Lauren. You're a sweetheart. I don't know. Look, I'm tired. I work 18 hours a day, man. If I could just not have to work anymore and just one night of, you know, me and the Knicks.
Well, you could actually give Lauren a good story to tell that people actually would want to hear about.
Let me tell you about a guy I was engaged to. When I was going to college for all my degrees, I fell in love with a fat radio guy that couldn't fit in his Christmas present. And he said he wanted to have sex with all the New York Knicks. And I was like, they're not even a good team anymore.
Okay, I changed, not Lauren. I'm going with the guy now.
Yeah, definitely a guy.
Come on.
Oh, man.
You can't describe a sex act like that.
Oh, you didn't let me finish.
See what you did there. Oh boy.
We're all fired tonight.
All right, let's move on.